Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Morning to you. This is indeed Breakfast Business with me, Emmet Oliver, sitting in this morning on this Friday. Reasonably good weather out there for Joe Lynham this morning. We have lots coming up between now and 7am, including SMEs getting absolutely hammered as they lose 10 million euros due to email related scams in 2023. We'll have a chat about that. And also, a lack of supply and strong demand for first time buyers is pushing up residential property prices and the markets. As usual, we'll also be bringing you those residential prices are pretty bad. We'll give you some details on that. But first, let me introduce my first guest, who is Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Good morning, Emmet. How are you?
Very well indeed. For Friday morning in July, we've a fair bit of stuff to get through. I'll turn to the Irish papers first, and then we can kind of have a wider look, a wider lens on some international stuff. The Irish Times, first of all, has a big headline. It's a big property deal on the front page, and kind of a remarkable story. It's about the Square in Tallaght, which, of course, is a big retail emporium out there, all sorts of different types of shops and cinema and, of course, all the rest of it. A new company, or reasonably new company, called Eagle Street Partners are believed to be the winning purchasers of it. They don't give a purchase price in the Irish Times, but it seems to be about 125 million or thereabouts, if you believe reports. This is an amazing story because it has come way down in valuation, and I suppose highlights just general developments in the retail sector, Aidan.
Yeah, look, I this has been a long-running saga, and really, I suppose the owners of this Oaktree Capital have been in talks to try to sell it for a while, because the AIB, which is the major lender to it, has basically said, look, we're going to put it into receivership. We've been very frustrated with the results, with the pace of the process in order to try to progress it and pay down the debt. It was originally thought that Hines, the developer, was going to buy the site, and that obviously got ran into difficulties, and the deal never happened. So when you look at it, Oaktree paid 250 million for this back in 2019, and there's 130 retail units, 13 screen cinema in there as well. Although the price hasn't been announced on that Eagle Street are going to be paying for it. At the time of the Hines deal, there was a talk of a real knockdown price of 125 million. So whether it's that or a little bit below that or a bit above it, we obviously don't know. But as you said, it's a fairly substantial haircut to the original one. And obviously, there's a significant amount of debt there that is owed by owned by AIB. So I'd say even on that, there's going to be a significant haircut.
Yeah, to me, the most remarkable part of the story is in the third or fourth column on it, is that it was once worth 640 million euros just at the outset of the Celtic Tiger, when developer Noel Smith bought the portfolio, or certainly a portion of it out there. So, I mean, we see it in the last year or two since COVID. We think, yeah, you're talking about haircuts, but that's taking off the hair and the head based on that.
That's a buzz cut.
Yeah, so it really, this whole industry of retail and property retail, it really has been transformed in sort of the last decade.
And it's interesting because there has been a few other deals more recently. A few deals have been going on. There's been a Bowring-based investment firm has been in buying a couple of retail parks here. And there's also been a few other deals that have gone through. So there's still demand, albeit at significantly lower prices for these. So it'll be interesting to see if the new buyers make money out of it in the long term.
Sure, maybe they're getting in at the right time. Can I bring you into more international stories? You see at the bottom of the Examiner, they're talking about a Pfizer and a new weight loss drug, a pill, not an injection. This is a really emerging, very lucrative new segment of the pharma industry, and they have been kind of absent from this. It's been a company called Novo Nordisk have been kind of driving it. But when you see the name Pfizer and you see them entering a market, that means the others will have to sit up and take notice, because they mean business, and this looks like a promising treatment that they're going to be putting out there.
Yeah, as you said, Novo Nordisk are the big players, and also Eli Lilly have a significant drug in the space. But we've seen a few other enter into certainly testing drugs right now, like Amgen are also putting a drug in place. And I suppose it's not surprising that Pfizer are coming to the table. There's been a talk about this drug for quite some time, and a lot of people had actually thought it was dead in the water. So this will come as a bit of a surprise for people that it's back potentially. Now, it's still a long way to go to the market because they have to go into testing now to see what the best dose is for, you know, the maximum or the optimum effect. So you're looking still quite some time before we come on it. But obviously, you know, if you look at the share prices of Novo and Lilly on the back of these diet drugs, they have been a significant game in town over the last year. But obviously competition coming in and you know, given the marketing gorilla that is Pfizer, you know, I certainly think people will have to have a look at this in terms of what the potential is for the other players in the market.
Yeah, and a nice juxtaposition for my next story, which is about fast food, which is, according to the Irish Independent, Wendy's, a big US fast food chain, is coming here. I haven't been in one, or certainly not for a long time, but interesting nevertheless that such a big consumer-friendly brand is looking to come to Ireland.
Yeah, it'll probably be an awful lot of people reading the paper this morning saying, that's just what we need, another fast food chain in Ireland, given the fact that you've got the likes of McDonald's, Supermax, Burger King, Domino's, Subway all battling for the space among others of the non-chain variety. But yeah, it is interesting. Wendy's have announced they're going to launch in 2025. They've said they've signed franchise agreements already in Ireland and Romania to enter both markets. It is their first foray into Ireland, and it follows on from them coming back into the UK market in 2021. They've been out of the UK market for nearly 20 years at that stage, so it's interesting to see it. And I suppose the other thing that's rather ironic is that Wendy's is actually headquartered in Dublin, Ohio, not Dublin, okay. Ireland. So there is a tangential link there. But they say they're focused on building relationships with franchisees and want to grow the international footprint of this business.
So, well, in Davy, now you could construct a nice portfolio. You could hedge yourself with shares in Wendy's and McDonald's, and then if that doesn't work out, you have shares in Pfizer on the weight loss drug side. So you're perfectly hedged.
You have everything covered. You have everything covered.
Aidan, just to bring you a bit more global in terms of what's going on this morning, I see Tesla in particular. They are obviously a big player in EVs, electric vehicles, but not having it their own way. The Financial Times getting quite excited this morning about them losing market share. So the old traditional car companies seem to be staging something of a fight back.
Yeah, I suppose, look, you have to put everything in context. When you look at the US market, you know, Tesla was first to market. So when you have 100% market share at the very get-go, your market share can only go one way, and that's down. And I think the other thing that's worth bearing in mind is, you know, when you look at the landscape now relative to when Tesla first launched its first vehicle, you know, there wasn't anybody else around then. They were a good ways away. Now you've got a substantial suite of EVs coming from like BMW, Cadillac, Honda, Kia, and Volkswagen as well. So it's not surprising that the market is bifurcating like this, and you're starting to see more and more players take market share. And I think the other thing too is we've got obviously a few of the Chinese EV makers also making ground both in Europe and in the US, like BYD, etc., coming through. So, you know, yes, I suppose it's interesting that the market share falls below 50, but I'm afraid I don't necessarily see that that's going to be the bottom of this trend. I can see it probably dip even further as more and more competition comes into the market.
Yeah, and I see BYD, this company which I suppose nobody in Ireland had ever heard of about a year ago, I'd say, advertising in the Euros, they do a lot of radio advertising. So they're ramping up here, but they're facing sanctions in the US, so it's not quite as easy to get into that market.
We're facing sanctions here too, because we've seen tariffs coming on for Chinese EV manufacturers within Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. But they seem competitive. Like, you do see a lot of taxi drivers in Dublin doing deals, so they seem to be carrying that extra cost, but surviving it.
Definitely.
Aidan, listen, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for running through a very diverse portfolio, cars, burgers and diet pills. It just shows what people are looking for value out there at the moment, and lots of different alternative investment avenues available. That's Aidan Donnelly, who is from Davies. He's gone off to construct his new portfolio on a very diverse range of goods.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.